broadcasting live from the Georgia Technology Summit 2024 at the Signia Hotel in Atlanta. This is Business Radio X. And now, here's your host.
We are broadcasting live from Signia Hotel in downtown Atlanta. We're actually at the Georgia Technology Summit 2024. The halls are teeming. People are going into sessions. First up today, please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with MoveWorks.ai, Mr. Max Reed. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me here.
Well, it's good to have you, man. What brings you guys to the summit?
You know, we have a lot of great relationships and a lot of great partners in the area. So when there's a chance to come out and actually see them face to face, we love the opportunity.
So I just confessed to you before we came on air, Sharon and I were just talking about AI, maybe some applications for our work in the media industry. Are you guys finding that a lot of folks are really embracing this, have a ton of questions and are coming to you just to start to get educated about AI?
Yeah, you know, just coming into 2024, over 70% of CIOs had some top-down initiative around AI and improving their business and making it more efficient. So a lot of the times when people reach out to us, it's not really about anything specific that we do, but more about their overall AI strategy and just how to incorporate in the business, where the low-hanging fruit is, and just how to fix up what is easiest first and then getting to the hard stuff later.
Well, to me, that sounds like great counsel, right? Start with that low-hanging fruit, some easy applications, because, you know, Sharon and I were over here with world domination plans of AI, and we don't even know what we're talking about. I'm not even sure we really understand what AI is, but I'll bet there are some misconceptions or some doe-eyed ideas about what to do. And then you guys could swing and say, hey, you know, what about if we go over here in this little corner and take a swing at this? Is that more usually the scenario?
Yeah, I think everyone after ChatGPT, they think that AI is advancing at this extremely rapid pace, and it is to an extent, but now it's much more, you know, OpenAI and all these other large companies developing these LLMs. That's really just kind of the engine for any AI product. At the end of the day, it's all about how you utilize those LLMs, what data, and in terms of like the vertex stores that you're putting on them for specific applications. And so when we're talking to a lot of these high level executives about how they want to incorporate AI, we kind of have to ask them to take a step back at first and think of, you know, what use cases you want to go for, and then we can tackle it that way.
What a marvelous opportunity for me to show off, maybe, because I think I know what LLM is. Large language model. Did I get that right?
100%.
So I know just enough to be dangerous, right? I read a few articles. I've been talking to Sharon. I've been talking to my business partner, Lee, about it. All right. So what are you guys hoping to accomplish with your time here at the summit? What would be a big win for you? What would be success for you guys here?
For us, it's all about just building relationships. So, you know, if we can have a few good conversations here, learn a little bit more about what people want to accomplish in 24 in terms of AI, what's on their roadmap, then that would be a big win for us personally.
Okay, I got to back up. I got to know the backstory, man. How does one find themselves working in such a cool arena? Did you, I mean, when I was playing Cowboys and Indians, were you playing like AI guy or, because this is also recent, you may not have even gone to school for AI. I don't know. No. What's the backstory, man?
Yeah, I actually went to school to be a science education major. Nothing remotely close to AI, but, you know, when the opportunity came up, I was working in sales at a startup accelerator, and I was talking to a lot of AI companies, obviously, once ChatGPT came around and everyone was using one of their plugins for their products. So, you know, just through connections, working on an accelerator, I was meeting a lot of the startups in the space. MoveWorks is the only startup on the Forbes Cloud 100 that's an AI company. And so when I got the opportunity to kind of connect with some of the people there and possibly come on board, I took it.
That sounds like a really big deal to me. I confess, I don't know what the Forbes 100 cloud thing is, but that's a big deal, huh?
Yeah, it's probably the top Forbes list, I'm going to say, for any enterprise companies out there that are on the cloud.
Wow, impressive. So you've been at this a little while now, right? So after you achieve some escape velocity from the startup world.
About a year.
Okay, all right. So now that you're a year in, what's the most fun about it for you, man? What's the most rewarding, you think?
I think, you know, the most fun thing by far is that it's not boring. It's not boring. It's not like we're selling an HR platform, for example. No offense to HR platforms.
There goes our HR sponsor.
But it's, you know, you're talking to people about something that's exciting, something that they're genuinely interested about. They want to learn about it. They want to hear about all the different applications. So you're talking to people that have a lot of energy at the end of the day that want to make big transformations in their company. So just kind of getting to hear their overall strategy, where they want to go with their business. It's great conversations. I think, you know, I wouldn't be having nearly as much fun with those conversations at any other company.
I'll bet. All right. What's the best way for folks to reach out, have a conversation with you or someone on your team, kind of tap into your work and start to learn more, website or some other magic place? I don't know. You AI guys may have some other cool place to go. What's the best way?
Yeah. Great question. So you can obviously go to our site. We have, it's just moveworks.ai or moveworks.com, one or the other. But we have a lot of different, if you're looking to learn, we just have a lot of customer use cases on our site, a lot of different articles about, you know, how you can get started in terms of building a copilot if you are deciding to use ChatGPT to build a chatbot at your company right now. And that's a great way to learn there. If you want a demo, there's obviously, you know, a way to sign up for getting a demo on the site. But what is going to be a little bit more fun and is coming out in a month is we're going to have a platform where you can just type in questions to our conversational AI engine online just through your web browser. So if you really just want to play around with what we have, I'd say wait a month and then use that.
I love it. You're eating your own chili there, right? If you're going to be in the AI world, you got to do the AI thing, right?
We use our stuff all internally. You know, it's nice when you have decent products and you actually get to see it in action.
Absolutely. Well, Max, it's been a delight having you on the show, man. Thanks for joining us.
No, I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. All right. We'll be back in a few at Georgia Technology Summit 2024.